Mi'ilah, Chapter 2, Mishnahs 1 and 2. Mishnah 1 begins, Chatas ha'of, molin ba mishuhuk dasha. A bird chatas, which is brought of either a young pigeon or a turtle dove, is subject to mi'ilah once it has been consecrated orally. Nimlaka, so now you brought it to the base of Migdash and it goes under the malika, which is the special slaughtering procedure for a bird, in which the Kohen pierces the back of the bird's neck with his thumbnail. At that point, Huchshara lihi pasel, it can actually become susceptible to be disqualified through bitful yom, with contact of someone who's a bitful yom. That is a person who was tameh and now has gone to the mikvah and just is waiting for the evening to finish his purification process. But if he touches your chatas ha'of at that point during the day before the sun is set, it makes it unacceptable, disqualifies it. Ooh, the mechusar kipurim. That is somebody who actually needs a three-step process to become tahor. He needs to go to the mikvah, he needs the sun to set, and then he needs to bring a sacrifice. But before he's brought a sacrifice, he touches your chatas ha'of, it becomes impure. Ooh, velina. And another way we can ruin your chatas ha'of is with lina. That is that you don't sprinkle the blood on the altar before the evening time. Huzad dama. Once the blood is sprinkled on the altar, at that point, chayav and alav mishum pigol nosar v'tameh. At that point, it is a carbon that can be eaten to some extent, and therefore, one is chayav on it pigol, which is a prohibition that when the person was bringing his offering, he had in mind to eat it outside of the wrong time. Nosar is a prohibition of somebody eating the meat too late. V'tameh is a prohibition of somebody eating the meat while he is tameh. V'ein ba mi'ila. And at that point, there is no longer the prohibition of mi'ila. That is the end of Mishnah 1. Mishnah 2. Ola sa'of molin ba mishuhuk dasha. So a bird ola is subject to mi'ila from the point when it's consecrated orally. Nimlaka, you've now brought it to the base of Migdash and you do the special sacrifice. That point, choshera lipasel, it can become disqualified, bitul yom, by somebody who's a tful yom who touches it, ooh, v'mechusar kipurim, or somebody who is missing his kipurim, missing his karban to become tahor, touches it, ooh, velina, or if you don't finish the sacrificial order before nighttime, again, that karban can become tamei. Mitza dama. So when the olas ha'of, there's something called mitzah dama, which means that you squeeze out its blood against the altar. You don't sprinkle it, but you squeeze out its blood against the altar's wall. Once you do that, chayav in alav mishum pigol, the prohibition of pigol kicks in. Even though for an ola, you cannot eat the food. So, but the pigol for an ola means that you had in mind to delay the service. You plan on doing it over a couple of days. Or nosar kicks in, even though someone is not allowed to eat the meat, but if he does eat and he eats it after a certain time, the prohibition of nosar would take place. V'tameh, and even though, again, you're not allowed to eat the meat of the ola, but if somebody who does eat it is tameh, he would get the prohibition of a tameh eating an ola. Ooh, molin ba achetetze lebeit hadeshen. And once the mitzah takes place, mi'ila still is in effect because it is an ola, until the very end of the ola process, it goes out to the place outside of Yerushalayim. At the very end of an ola process, they bring all the ashes of the ola to a spot outside of Jerusalem. At once the ashes are brought there, mi'ila no longer applies to those ashes.